Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with John Salamone, Executive Director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council at the Office of Personnel Management. Also joining us in our conversation is John Kaminsky, Senior Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. John, what are some of the biggest human capital challenges facing the federal government? And mind you, we only have an hour to discuss this. And what are OPM and the Council doing to address these challenges?
I think, Al, you know, one of the biggest challenges that we have facing the federal agencies today is hiring. The federal government must continually look for ways to recruit, hire, and retain top talent. You know, as I indicated, we do have a hiring and succession planning subcommittee. This subcommittee has several goals. But really where we need to start is federal agencies have to take a look at the processes that they have in place for hiring their employees and make sure that they're utilizing to the fullest extent possible all of the flexibilities available to them. The Chief Human Capital Officers Act included several flexibilities, in, such as category rating, instead of having agencies use the rule of three. And OPM actually is working and positioning themselves to help the federal community to streamline the hiring process as well. For our listeners that are interested in the federal hiring process, they can go on the OPM website, www.opm.gov, and there they'll find OPM's hiring toolkit. The hiring toolkit is an excellent, excellent resource for federal human resource professionals, and it's really intended to help the federal human resource community and the managers navigate the hiring process and identify any bottlenecks that they have within their agency. Human resource professionals go on the hiring toolkit. They'll see that we've mapped out the 45-day hiring process, and we will identify how long it should take in each step of the process. And then agencies can map that against how long it takes them to identify or hire an employee. And what the toolkit will do is identify where there may be very large gaps, and it will give the agencies helpful hints and how they can close those gaps to streamline the hiring process. In addition to hiring, I think the federal government must also focus on succession planning initiatives to ensure that we have the right talent to fill in for the loss of institutional knowledge when our federal employees retire. OPM has a plan to help agencies fill mission-critical occupations through our federal career day job fairs. And as I indicated, our hiring and succession planning subcommittee on the council has been working very, very closely with OPM on targeting those job fairs for mission-critical occupations. So that's another, I think, very big challenge that we have for the federal government. And as long as I am serving as the executive director of the council, I'll really do my best to ensure that we have OPM and the council working together to solve the biggest and most pressing challenges that we have in the human capital world and facing our federal government.
John, I'm sure that these challenges of hiring and succession planning are further exacerbated by, you know, projections on the retirement wave and the loss of talented and skilled individuals. What's the council doing to recruit and retain the next generation of federal workers? And specifically, I'm interested in what is the council doing to attract the younger generation, those that are perhaps still in college today, but and may have some interest in working for the federal government?
I think the first thing obviously is the federal career day job fairs, but that's certainly something that the council is looking at. And actually, in our January meeting, full council meeting, we had a briefing from the Gallup organization and the Council for Excellence in Government talking about their study that they had released earlier in the year, Understanding the Workforce of the Future. And they surveyed the general public and got some feedback from the general public on what were the perceptions of working for the federal government. And I think that there's some really good news in that report that they identified that we have an opportunity to go after and recruit generation Y, the 18 to 29-year-olds. There's specific findings, they said 34% of the Generation Y cohort are interested in working for the federal government. I think that is extremely promising. So the federal government has not done in the past 10 years or so a lot of recruiting. Recruitment has been ramped up in the past couple years. But we really need to see how we can target the Generation Y through colleges and university visits, through certain intern programs to recruit and get some talent in the door, get some excitement about federal work and having the younger generation answer the call to serve. So there are some good news stories out there, and there are some opportunities for us to go after and recruit that Generation Y.
That's a surprising statistic. 34% is a very large number.
Yeah, it is extremely large and something we're very very excited about.
Last year, OPM and the council actually conducted a couple of hiring satisfaction surveys to try to improve the federal hiring process. Can you tell us a little bit about what these surveys were and kind of results you saw and what agencies plan to do to address the issues that were surfaced?
Very good question, John. And actually, the surveys were implemented prior to my coming on board. But I will say that OPM staff did brief the council on these issues during our November 2006 Chief Human Capital Officer Council meeting. The goal of the surveys really is to improve the hiring process and assess management applicant satisfaction with the agency's hiring process in key areas. On the management side, the surveys look at things like job announcements, resume contents, applicant quality and quantity, and hiring flexibilities. For the applicant survey, we look at things like job announcements, resume building, applicant storage and retrieval, job search, and just overall satisfaction. The findings that we discussed at the November meeting included on the management side, we are finding very high percentages of managers, 90% to be exact, believe that the vacancy announcements that they write for their agencies and for positions in their agencies accurately reflects the jobs at hand. So I think that was a very good statistic. However, only 34% feel that they have the flexibility to use pay setting flexibilities. And, that's something that we want to take a look at and work with the agencies on to try and get that number up a little bit. But agencies are setting targets to date, and they have chosen to focus on improvements in several areas. And I'll just name some of those areas. Things like hiring satisfaction, the appropriate number of applicants on the certificate, job announcements, the quality of the applicants, receiving certificates in a timely manner, again, streamlining that hiring process to make sure that we are getting the certificates in the hand of the hiring manager fast enough so we don't lose that talent when we're competing against someone that may be interested in the government, but we lose them to the private sector. Again, just working on the job announcements and the application process, really making the job announcements more appealing to the applicants, putting catchy language in there, getting away from things that say, the incumbent will serve in this capacity, and just, kind of improving the way that we write vacancy announcements.
In addition to hiring, another challenge that seems to be facing a lot of agencies is performance management, in particular, pay for performance. That's been a hot topic in the public sector as agencies are looking to link individual and organizational performance. What's the council doing to make sure agencies have the systems in place to support strong performance management programs and that the agencies and the managers have the skills to manage them?
That's an excellent question, John. And if you look at the recent survey results from the Federal Human Capital Survey, this was one of the, and I think the lowest scoring result that we had for the federal government, that employees felt that their pay raises were based on performance. And it's something that our subcommittee on performance management is looking at. I mentioned the academy session on the SES pay for performance system. That's one component. But what we really need to do a better job of in the federal government is linking the agency's mission and driving that down to the goals and objectives that we set forward for the employees, that line of sight, creating the line of sight that employees know what they're working on contributes to the mission of the mission of their agency or the mission of their organization, and that they're paid based on that performance and based on how well they contribute to the mission of the agency. If you look at the goals and objectives of the subcommittee, They're looking at identifying best practices for performance management, and I'm going to be working with the subcommittee to identify those agencies that have done a good job, those departments and agencies that are doing a good job, finding those best practices and showcasing those best practices in a document that we'll be putting together at the end of the year. So there's a lot going on. It certainly is a hot topic for the federal government. GAO recently issued their 2007 high-risk report. And it did include human capital as a high-risk area. There's been a lot of work that's been done on human capital. But they mentioned as a first step toward human capital improvement that Congress must pass a pay-for-performance system for the federal government. So it's not only incumbent upon the agencies, but, you know, we can't do it alone. We need some help from Congress. And I don't know how likely it's going to be that that's going to happen, but it's certainly something that we will be, looking at and hoping will happen. To give us the flexibility to create a system that levels the playing field for the agencies.
That's interesting. The performance management is obviously an enduring topic for a lot of things. There's an initiative this administration's taken up in the past couple years called the HR line of business or the human resources line of business, and you have one of your subcommittees devoted to that. Could you explain a little bit about what is this, what is a line of business, and sort of what is the subcommittee doing and how are they going to help move this initiative along?
Sure. The mission of the human resources line of business is to support the government-wide effort to ensure that the line of business meets the needs of the agency in their strategic management of human capital. The human resource line of business was established to really take a more central approach for some of the backroom day-to-day paperwork processes of the agencies and consolidate those and centralize those into certain lines of business. And really what we're trying to get to for the federal government is moving away in human resources, moving away from just the day-to-day paperwork processing of the standard Form 52s, the paperwork that you need to process federal applicants and the paperwork that you need to process for individual personnel files, and really move human capital or human resources in the direction of being more strategic partners, more strategic consultants in the agencies, so that an HR professional in the government can go and work with a manager and say, here's how we can help you streamline the hiring process. Here's how we think you would benefit from a different vacancy announcement or using different language in your vacancy announcement. So the lines of business will actually free up our HR professionals and help us develop the skills and competencies we need to make the human capital professionals in the government be more strategic. Now, we did not have a human resources line of business subcommittee in the council. This was something that was new that the director added. And really their first goal and most important goal is to provide more visibility of the human resource line of business to the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. Gail Lovelace from the General Services Administration serves as our subcommittee chair, and the subcommittee is working extremely close with Norm Enger, who is the program manager at OPM for the human resources line of business. So we have a very good working relationship between the subcommittee and Norm Enger's office.
John, we only have about 60 seconds left, but over 90% of the federal employees are actually located outside of the Washington, D.C. area. What role does the council play in reaching out to these employees that are beyond the immediate reach?
That's a great question. And, I think one way that we are looking to improve that coordination out to the field is to work through the federal executive boards and push information out through that infrastructure. But we're also hoping that the Chief Human Capital Officers and Deputy Chief Human Capital Officers will take what they learn and take what we discuss at the council meetings and push that information out to their human resources professionals in the field. I've made a pledge and offer to the Chief Human Capital Officers that I'd be happy to come and speak to their human resources team, whether they have an all hands meeting here in the field here in D.C. that's broadcast out to the field, to just introduce the council to them, talk about what we have going on, talk about the things that we're working on in the council. So I think I can play a role in that. But really, we're looking at working with the FEBs, working with the Chief Human Capital Officers, and then seeing what role I can play in filtering information out to the field as well.
Great. What does the future hold for the Council? We will ask John Salamone, Executive Director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council at the Office of Personnel Management, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.